your name and address, and we'll see if we can hear it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Mexicom, 21 Whiting Street. Yeah.
Okay. I thought if we could start, maybe you could tell me a little bit about where you grew up, the town you grew up in, a little bit about your family.
Like I said, I was born at that time, it was Germany. And my father didn't like big cities, so he lived in a town.
What was the name of the town?
Rose. R-U-S-S.
Ah, and where exactly was that?
That was Germany, mm-hmm. before the First World War.
Where in Germany? The
East Prussia.
East Prussia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how small a town was it?
It was we had a synagogue. There was quite a few Jews before the First World War. And then when they cut it off, so a lot of Jews moved out to bigger town because most of the town was there used to be lumber mills. And the lumber used to come in from Poland. And after the war, they cut it off. There couldn't come any more lumber from Poland, so the town kept dying down.
Mm-hmm. So, what year were you born?
You have to tell.
Around. So, and after the First World War, your town became part of Lithuania, is that right?
That became 1923,
it became part of Lithuania.
Yeah, Lithuania, but listen to this. Lithuania had the right of three things. They could change the constitution. That was the train, the post office, and tax anything, any material that came in from any other country. That tax used to be a tax on it. They could do anything, they change or anything. But the rest, the concept was of the old German law, like the courts and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But these three things, they could change the people within Lithuanian people, throughout the Germans within Lithuanian. Yeah.
And could you describe a little bit, like the house where you lived?
How was it?
When you were a little boy?
The house I lived was, my father didn't like the cottages. It was a big house, 5 or 6 tenants.
You lived in an apartment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how many of there were you and your family?
At that time, four of us. The rest were already in America.
So there was your mother?
My father, my mother, myself, and my sister.
And a younger sister or an older sister? An older sister, uh-huh. And you say there were a number of Jewish families in town?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did you, say in your first 10 years when you were growing up, did you mix with the Gentile neighbors as well?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were your tenants Gentiles or Jews? Or?
It was mostly Gentiles, Germans.
Uh-huh. But you were very friendly.
Very friendly. Yeah. When I left in 1937, I had to take a bus. So people wanted to come take me down to, and I went down to the train. I had to take a bus. There's so many people wanted
to see you off.
See me off.
These were your German Gentile neighbors you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Now, did your father fight in the First World War?
No.
What was his business?
His business, he used to have, like I say, fellow on the farm. He used to sell them cloth and whatever they needed, the farmers.
So he used to sell things to them?
Yeah.
And your mother?
My mother was old. Mm-hmm.
And was your family a religious family, a very Jewish family?
Yeah, my father was, but not a fanatic. Mm-hmm. But he was very, he was religious. My mother, she was stricter.
Your mother was stricter. Yeah. It kept a kosher home, of course.
Yes, it was. Back home, you don't take your own breakfast. Your mother gives you mark. He said, you understand Jewish? Yeah. And she says, there's a man who has a you know what tefillin is?
No.
The
tefillin?
The tefillin, yeah.
And what, translate that for me. Could you translate that?
Yeah, she says, did you measure? You say you put it over your head. Mm-hmm. She says, you put on the tefillin, see if your head isn't small.
So you had real Friday night service every Friday?
Yeah.
Did you go to synagogue when you were a little boy?
Sure. What you did?
And how about your early schooling? Where did you go to school?
German. It was in German school.
In the German public schools?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? What the day was like in school?
It was almost like your day.
You took a certain number of classes in different subjects?
No, I didn't.
You didn't like school. What did you study, Mr. Kahn?
Nothing. In school. I just did public school. Then I went to learn stitching.
How old were you when you went to learn stitching? About?
14,
15. About 14 or 15? So you left school when you were 14 or 15. Is that right?
Yeah.
Were you, did your family, let's see. Were you? Did you have enough money to get along and things like that?
Yeah.
Were most of the families in your town rich, poor, middle?
Well, the rich ones, like I said, when after the war, they came. When we left in 37, there was about two or three families left. Because
They all moved out.
The show.
Okay. Let's see the picture of the show. This is the picture of the show.
This one.
Looks like over here, I see.
Yeah.
So it's a stone kind of building It's really quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a large building. What building is this brown
this
wood
the,
building?
This was the bathhouse.
Oh, uh-huh. Is that where the Jewish bathhouse?
Yeah.
And did the men and the women go there separately?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how often did you go there, to the bathhouse? You said?
I went in the Neman.
Ah.
Oh. You see here this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, at the end of here, they were using, was the Neman.
Now, what's the Neman?
Yeah.
What is the Neman?
It's the big, big water, the Neman.
Oh, big, like a river?
Yeah, big river. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the inside.
Oh, this is the inside of the temple. My goodness.
Beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. Yes, it really
so
is.
It is the outside.
Uh-huh.
From this end. There you go. But right here, you see here, there was right in there. When you walked out of there, you were standing
right on the river.
Right on the river.
It's very nice. What does this writing say, Mr. Kahn?
The friend. I didn't take it, so he sent me.
I see.
He sent me the card.
I see.
He says, so remembering.
Uh-huh.
On the synagogue.
Is that synagogue still standing, or was it destroyed during the war? You don't know.
We have no...
No idea.
No idea. No. Leave it alone.
So, let me just say, when you were in the German public schools, did you play afterwards with the Gentile boys and girls?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what kind of things did you play? What did you do after school? Can you see if you can think back and describe a typical day when you were growing up.
I
can't think back to maybe what a typical day getting up and going to
the
school.
Very friendly with the Germans.
Very friendly with the Germans.
You got this thing going?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's impossible for me to believe that the Germans could do things like that. That one man could turn over the Germans like this.
Because they were so friendly and good neighbors.
Respectable. Like I said, even in 37, when they used to say, wait when Hitler comes. And still, I had to take a bus to the train because a lot of people want to come.
All your friends and neighbors. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you said the rest of your parents' family was over in this country already? Well, who was over here?
There was two marriages. My mother and my father had two marriages.
Your mother and father had two marriages?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother's first husband was here in Lynn, and one in Hagar, one brother in Hagar. And then in 1923, I think my oldest brother came, Ruby.
So he left when you were...
He left 22 or 23.
And he left when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
He came to join the people here. Yeah, why did he leave? Why did he leave?
Well, there was nothing much to do, so he left.
He thought perhaps he could do better in this country?
He had a family, so he went.
What did your sister do?
She was a nurse. She was working in a hospital, in Mimo.
Mimo?
Yeah.
Where did she get her training?
In the hospital.
Oh, I see. She trained in the hospital.
Yeah.
I see. So, let's see. You left your public school when you were about 14 or 15?
Something.
Yeah.
14.
Did you go to Hayter as well when you were a boy?
I went one year in a different city from Hayter.
How far away was the city?
I wasn't. Oh, that was in Lithuania.
Uh-huh.
I had two aunts and cousins there, so I stayed with them. And then I went, after that, I went to learn stitching.
And where did you go to learn stitching?
Down there in the city where my aunt lived.
Uh-huh. The same place where you went to Hayter?
Yeah.
And was that, so you lived with your aunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was there, what was that city like?
Oh, it was a Jewish city.
In Lithuania?
That was in Lithuania.
Uh-huh. And what was its name?
Tavrik.
Tavrik.
Yeah.
In Lithuania. Would you say it was mostly a Jewish?
Not mostly, but there was about four or five synagogues there.
A large city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of what branch of Judaism was your family? Orthodox, etc.
Oh, we were Orthodox. Mm-hmm.
And you went to live in your aunt's household. What did the aunts do?
She was a baker.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She used to bake bagels.
And she had her own bake shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where did you go to learn the stitching?
Down in the city, there was a stitcher.
You were apprenticed to an individual? One person?
Yeah. But three of us were there stitching. So.
Who were the other two?
It's a couple of Jewish boys.
From your hometown?
No. Then from
oh,
the
from
city.
There. I see. So this man took in a certain number of apprentices. And how long did the apprenticeship supposed to last?
I don't know, 1 year, I think, or a year and a half.
Did you enjoy that year? Was it enjoyable for you?
Yeah, but the work I didn't enjoy. It.
Ah, what about it didn't you like?
No, it was also possible.
Beg your pardon?
It was pretty good.
But you didn't really,
I do some version.
Okay.
The fun I make the bags.
Oh, all right. Did you make that by yourself, this bag?
Yeah.
You did. You stitched. Gee, that's really quite nice.
Huh. Do you really like it?
Yes, I do. It's very nice. Wow. Yeah. I guess you learned your trade well, whether you liked it or not, huh?
I love to play around with things.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I make them.
Do you make them now? Is this?
No, I got some made.
Uh-huh.
I have no customers.
So when you were about 50, you lived with your aunt and you went every day, would you go to the what was the person you were apprenticed to like? What was he like?
He was rather religious, not fanatic, but a religious man. He didn't work on Saturday, but he worked Sunday.
What was he like to work for? Was he
nice man, very nice.
And patient?
Very patient.
Mm-hmm. And who were his customers? I mean, what kind of things did he make?
Just
the uppers of shoes?
Mm-hmm.
So whose idea was it that you should learn stitching?
I don't know.
Your parents?
Yeah.
What were some of the other of your friends doing that you went to school with when you were a boy?
Oh, they must have been farmers. Some were here,
When you were taking up the stitching, were you planning to do that for a living and live in Lithuania? Or were you planning to come here?
I was planning for America.
You were playing for America at that time. Uh-huh. And so you took that up
because
with that in mind?
My brothers were here, so...
Did you have more than one brother?
One real brother and two half-brothers.
Half-brothers, and they were all here.
Yeah.
So you were...
I got some from my father's first marriage, but they lived in Chicago. Yeah.
But already then you were planning to come to this area?
Yes.
And that's why you took up the shoe stitching? I see. And how long did you expect to wait before coming here?
We'd like to come when we saw what happened. So the moment Hitler came to power.
That's when you decided for sure.
But
even before that, that was in the back of your mind as to what you would do. Because the kids were here. I see. Tell me, was your family at all political, Mr. Khan?
No.
Did they vote at all?
Oh, yeah.
What party did they usually vote for? Can you remember?
Democrat.
The Democratic Party. What was that party like?
It was nice. It was very nice. I lived very, very nice there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any talk about Palestine in your family? Any Zionist interest?
No, not that. Yeah.
No, Zionist.
It's not so far, that far. Uh-huh. In the year 34.
Right.
In the eternities, there wasn't much.
Let me take you back a little bit to your public school days.
Yeah.
Did you belong to any clubs or have any social activities?
No.
No clubs?
No.
Well, why was that? Is that just...
No, we used to come together and we used to play. There was no clubs and things like that.
Did you...
You had your friends, you went to the friends, and the friends came to you. And that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you date? Go out? Or?
Not much. I'm not a big dater. I like to sit home.
Yeah. Right. So, when Lithuania...
Took over,
yes. Did that cause any change in your day-to-day life?
Not to me. The friends didn't like it.
Your friends? Why didn't they like it?
Well, the chairman, they only like themselves. They don't like anybody, any different nationality.
I see. They consider themselves German people, and they didn't want to be ruled by a Lithuanian government.
No,
Is this the Jews too? The
not that's before Hitler.
Right, before Hitler. Right.
Yeah, that's they didn't like it.
The Jewish people didn't like it as well. The German Jewish people didn't like it.
No, the German Jewish people didn't like it.
They didn't like it either. Did you ever
brought up to this? They didn't know anything. You see what I mean? You were free. You were happy.
Mm-hmm. Did your father ever complain about the change of government? Before 34?
No.
How
he was well liked.
Your father was?
Yeah, by the people.
Uh-huh.
He used to have a horse and he used to pay them. I tell you what happened. He went on to a farm, the farmhand there. And you know, he used to sell things for sewing glue, cloth and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So he came up to the farmer and he wanted a certain thing that my father didn't have. That time he didn't have it. So the farmer said, "Don't you ever come in my driveway again." So my father said, "Okay," he said, so I'm going to skip it. I'm going to skip a driveway. You know, over there the houses are always back and there are driveways to drive mm-hmm. in the yard. So he said, when by a few weeks, and all of a sudden the farmer is standing on the corner, you know, where the road and where his driveway is, on the corner. Got a hold of the horse on the leash and took him in his yard. And he said, "I'm sorry what I said to you." He said, "And please come again." Yeah, he was standing and waiting for father to, you know, he had certain days where he went by there.
So he could apologize to him.
Apologize, yeah.
Yeah. Did your father make a good living out of his peddling?
Living.
A living, he made a living, yeah. You were never hungry as
no.
a boy. Yeah.
Fish, we had plenty. Plenty of fish in the river.
Ah, you caught your own fish?
Yeah, we used to go fishing. We used to buy direct from the fisher.
Were there big marketplaces in town? Or?
Yeah, one day a week.
There was a market?
Market, uh-huh. On Thursday.
Is that a Jewish market or
no,
for everyone?
It's mostly Jewish. Uh-huh.
What language did you speak with your friends?
You speak German.
You spoke German?
And Lithuanian I used to talk too.
So you spoke German and Lithuanian?
And Lithuanian.
Uh-huh. And how about at home? Do you speak Yiddish at home or any Yiddish?
Yeah.
So you spoke Yiddish at home and German and Lithuanian outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, funny spot, two Germans will talk, I don't understand if they would. Well, two Lithuanians will talk, understand the word, what they will say.
Mm-hmm.
But after nobody to talk, you forget.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's funny.
Yeah. Were your mother and father, did their parents, your grandparents, did they come from Germany?
No.
But did they come from Germany? Their family come from Germany?
No, my father was from Poland.
Your father was from Poland?
I was born in Poland and my mother in Lithuania.
I see.
Yeah.
And what did your father do during the First World War?
He used to paddle.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't drafted, anyway.
No.
So, tell me, up to the time when you went to become a stitcher, had you ever experienced any kind of anti-Semitism at all? Any incidences?
No.
So you were a Jew, and your friends, your friends were not Jews, and that was.
That's right.
That's just the way it was.
I used to help them, they helped us, and then he...
So just friendly.
Like I said, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
So what did you do after the year of your apprenticeship? What did you do then? After you finished your apprenticeship with Stitcher?
With Stitcher. I worked there for a little while, and then it was time to... When Hitler came, you saw what was coming.
So you worked there for about 10 years, though.
Well, then I used to make handbags.
Mm-hmm.
Not this kind. You know, like the Fisher does.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like the knitted bag.
Yes.
A net. I used to net them.
You used to make nets for the fishermen?
Yeah. And sell it.
Now, did you do this, let's see, 15, 25. So you did that for around 7 years, I guess, huh?
Yeah, until I came to America.
Yeah.
Until you left for
and
America.
Did you continue living in this town with your aunts?
No, that was, my aunts in Lithuania, I just lived there while I was learning stitching.
All right, then where did you go?
Home,
then you went back home, I see.
Home, yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you live back with your family?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you worked at home?
Yeah.
Did you have a sewing machine, or did you do it all by hand? Or?
By hand.
You did it all by hand?
Something like this.
Okay. You're going to show me a similar bag? Oh, those are very handy. It's a big net bag.
Because I don't like my pretty socks in there.
You make that. Now,
yeah.
How do you
goes fast.
Put that together? Really? It's almost like
fast.
Crocheting, is it?
No.
That's a big net bag.
I got it. This is manufactured. I don't know. This is made in America.
I see. So it's a neck bag made out of fibers.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Bands. Okay.
To make the what they call it, the you tie it up between two trees and you lay down.
A hammock.
Hammock.
You used to make hammocks with these long. You used to use these long wooden needles.
With this one.
Yeah.
These big ones.
And you shell them back and forth, you used to make hams. Did you make all that in your...
But I didn't do much of them. Most of what I used to make is those bags.
Mm-hmm. And I've never seen anything like that.
You haven't seen
them?
No. You get it, I think you get them in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is made my own. I made them my own.
Oh, you carved those yourself?
Yeah.
So it's really a specialized kind of, it's not really stitching, it's more like a kind of hand weaving is what it looks like. Yeah.
It goes fast.
Yeah. And so you made bags for the fishermen mostly?
Not for the fishermen, no.
No.
For the market, for the women.
Oh,
the
I see.
Shopping bags.
Uh-huh. And did you work in a room in your house?
Yeah.
Can you?
On the table.
On the kitchen table?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many rooms did you have in the house?
Don't you had three.
Kitchen
and two bedrooms.
And two bedrooms. The kitchen, the
bedroom was the living room too. It was a big room.
So the bedroom was the living room.
Yeah.
And then there was another bedroom.
Another room.
And the kitchen.
And the kitchen.
Yeah. So did you work there all day at the kitchen table?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when did you go out to sell the things?
When the days were markets.
So you have a stall? Did you have your own stall, you know, or did you just go on foot? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Bus.
Right, but when you got there, did you have a little...
No, this is... I used to sell them to the store, mostly to the stores.
Oh, I see. You'd go once a day, once a
yeah,
week, market
once
day,
one
and you go sell them to the store.
Yeah.
And how did you do?
What?
Financially, how did it work out?
Not bad.
Was enough.
It was a lot of work. You used to buy the yarn you buy used to be white, mm-hmm. and I used to dye it different colors, mm-hmm. and make different two, three stripes red and two stripes white and then all different colors.
Sounds very pretty. Yeah. And what did you do when you were through with your work day? When you were through working, what did you do for entertainment?
Entertainment? You guys would go out with friends. That's all. There wasn't much entertainment.
Well, what kind of, where did you go out? What did you do?
I used to hang around in the street, that's all.
And talk?
Talk, that's all.
Okay. Were these still Jewish friends, non-Jewish friends?
Non-Jewish friends.
Did you have any Jewish friends too?
When I worked yes, but then when I lived, no, not the, no, like I said, they all moved out.
Oh, so but at this time there were only the two families or so besides
yeah,
yourself.
Two, three, yeah. And they were already big men.
Who was a big man?
I said they were all married men, big men.
Oh, all married men.
Yeah.
So you hung out with the Gentile.
Yeah.
Did they ever say anything about your being a Jew or?
Very good.
What did they do? What would they do during the day?
They were different. They were work, some worked on the farm and some all kinds of work.
Would you describe those years as enjoyable?
I would say yes.
Delivers babies?
No, she takes care of them.
Oh, she's a baby nurse.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. See, how close was your town to the German border?
Right there over the water.
Oh, it was right over the water. It was Germany.
The
what,
water was.
What city in Germany was over the water?
It was a town.
What was?
They killed it was about 40, 50 miles away. The big town, city.
And what was the big town's name?
Tilsen.
Tilsen?
Yeah.
Tilsen. I see. So then you must have heard about what was going on in Germany, about when's
oh,
the first?
Sure.
Do you want to sit down so we can, because otherwise we won't be able to hear, that's all.
Sure.
Tell me what you heard and when you first began to hear things.
Oh, they were crazy when Hitler came to power.
That what?
They went wild. They loved it. They loved it when Hitler came to power.
Who's the they?
The people were in Memel, in the where I live.
The people in your
around.
Town?
Sure.
They loved it?
Sure.
These your friends too?
Sure.
What did they say?
Hitler's going to come, that's what they said.
And why were they glad that he was coming?
They like to be back to Germany, to belong to Germany.
Oh, I
and
see.
So Hitler was coming, they said, they're going to be back to Germany.
I see. They would get out from under the Lithuanian government.
Yeah, government.
And this was why they were glad.
Yeah.
Were they aware of Hitler's anti-Jewish?
Oh, sure. Mm.
And they still were glad. Well, how did you feel when your friends were saying those things?
You felt just to get the heck out of there.
But
fast.
But these were your close friends, weren't they?
Close friends. Of going to close friends.
So even though you never experienced anti-Semitism, you still felt a distance, is that right? Because they were
that's
Goyim?
Right. That's right.
Did that come from because your parents told you that you couldn't be too close, or what?
No. My parents didn't say that. Mm-hmm. Well, my father died in 1934,
mm-hmm.
So.
Where did the distrust come from then? Of
the radio.
And what did you hear on the radio?
The German people, they would listen day and night. They had the radios on, they listened, this is what's going on. They couldn't wait when he's going to come.
And you were sitting around listening to the radio with your German friends? Is that right?
No.
No. You tell me.
I never listened to that from the Hitler.
You just knew they were?
Yeah.
Did you read anything in the newspapers?
Oh,
yeah. What was it discussed in your house about Hitler?
With whom?
Well, with your family.
Well, sure, we could see what's going to come.
And what did you say?
He said it's to get out.
Because he's no good for the...
Because he was no good. Anybody could see that.
Because of what he said about the Jews. Is
That's
that
right?
Right. Yeah. So... Was there any incident? And did anything happen to you that showed a change on your friend's part? Because you were Jewish, you said before there wasn't any anti-Semitism. Did something?
A little bit, but no, not too much.
Can you tell me what the little bit was? What kind?
They say Hitler's going to come. They only wanted Hitler. Hitler's going to come. pretty soon. Hitler's going to come pretty soon.
So they say it to you, like teasing. Teasing. And what did you say back?
Nothing. I didn't say much back.
Is that because you didn't want...
I didn't want any record.
You didn't want any record?
No.
So when did you... well, were there any changes in your day-to-day life after Hitler came into power?
Well, sometimes you walk by and say, hey, like what they say here, hey, Judah. That's all, but very, very.
Were these the same people you hung out with?
No, some other ones.
Uh-huh. Yes. After Hitler came to power, did you still hang out with the...
Not too much, no.
So you really did change your
yes, had to.
Well, then they must have... Weren't you surprised that these people who were your friends would all of a sudden...
They didn't mean to hurt me, but they were happy that they could be back. They would be back to Germany,
But you just thought, you knew more what Hitler meant,
that's
and you
right,
just didn't want
right, that's right.
to stay away. Did they say, why aren't you hanging out with us anymore? Or?
No. Mm-hmm.
Did Hitler's coming to power affect your business in any way?
No, it didn't. Not much, no, because but when he came to power in 33, mm-hmm. and he left in 37.
Well, that's still
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
So it didn't affect your
no.
customers. Now, were you supporting everyone, or was your sister already a nurse?
Yeah, she was.
So both of you were supporting
yeah.
yourselves and your mother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when did you first discuss actually leaving?
Are you going to leave?
Yes.
When they wrote us from America, they're going to send papers.
What year was that? Do you remember?
36, I think.
36?
Almost a year.
Had you written to your relatives already in America and say, send us some papers?
I think so. No, they started from there. They could see what's going on, so they started early.
Your relatives did?
Yeah, my brothers.
Your brothers did?
Yeah.
They read in the newspaper, in the American newspapers,
sure.
about Hitler.
Sure.
Yeah, and so were they sending papers for your mother and you and your
all
sister?
Three. My mother wouldn't go without us two.
So they were wanting to send your mother first, and then your mother said, "Well, you children had to go."
That's right. Mm-hmm. She says, "If I go, we go together. Otherwise, she's not going."
And what? How did you feel about coming here?
Well, in the beginning, you feel strange.
No, not when you got here, but how did you feel about coming here?
I was glad to get out.
You were?
Sure.
What made you glad to get out? What did you think
because
would be different?
Because you could see what was coming.
So you were...
The news from the other side, from Germany. So naturally, it's going to be down here, too. So I had to get out.
You felt it was a matter
because
of time.
Because you were jumping around. Hitler's going to come. Hitler's going to come.
Did you think, what kind of trade did you think you'd pursue here? Didn't you think about that
I
much?
I couldn't think of what I would do.
You were just glad that you were leaving and start
that's
anew.
Right.
So, who sent you the papers?
My brother.
For all of you? You
okay,
think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And had you applied for a number, for a quota number?
I don't remember.
Did you have to go to the American consulate?
Sure, sure.
Now, where was that?
In Kovno.
Kovno, uh-huh. That's Lithuania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Konas.
Is that the Lithuanian pronunciation?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how many times did you go to the consulate?
Two or three times. Mm-hmm. I think two.
Did you go by yourself, just you?
No, three
all three you had to go.
Yeah.
And did you met with the American officials? Can you tell me a little bit about them, what they were like?
Very nice. Very friendly, very nice.
Did they speak your language?
They have their, what they, that speaks it, with the language.
So they interpreted for you?
Yeah.
And they treated you nicely?
Wonderful.
Yeah. And so you got, did you also meet with Lithuanian authorities?
Well, yeah, they had to get the passport.
Uh-huh. And how were they?
Nothing. They didn't bother anybody. It was very nice. They were very nice. Had to get my mother's passport. We couldn't get her birth certificate because when she was born in Lithuania, it burned down. The Germans burned it down in the First World War. So we couldn't get her birth certificate either. A little bit of trouble.
And what do they say?
Nothing, because the city burned down. So all the books and everything was burned.
What did she use for a substitute? Did they say it was okay?
Yeah.
They said it was okay?
Yeah.
So how did you prepare to leave? You know, what did you do? What were you planning to take with you?
We packed everything, not necessarily everything. Packed some things, feather beds and pillows my mother took. A big bundle. She thought in America there's no pillows.
Other household goods? Did you take other household goods? No. Did you have any? Did she have any favorite cooking utensils that she took? Or?
No, she didn't take anything.
How about you? What were you planning to pack up?
I pack up what I had. The suits and what you need for the travel, that's all. Because they wrote us not to bring any clothes.
Why was that?
Because you'll get it here better there than over there.
Huh? And did you take...
The styles are different from Europe to the American style. Mm-hmm. So just that's what I need to travel.
And did you take any money with you?
Well, whatever we had, you took.
Yeah. And so how long altogether were you preparing to leave? How long did it take you to get ready?
It went pretty fast. But 3 months, I think.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any relatives to say goodbye to?
Oh, 20.
The aunts?
I had an uncle. He had 10 or 11 kids. And then I had cousins a lot.
Now, did these people all stay?
Yeah, they all stayed. And I never heard from them.
You never heard
from them? After the war.
No. Did you communicate with them before the war, once you got here? When's the last you heard from them? Do you remember?
Before the war broke out.
What was the last, do you remember what the last letter said?
No. I had so many cousins, and cousins' cousins.
Wiped out.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
because they lived only 10 kilometers from the German border. You know what I mean? But I mean from Mamel Gebiet, from Lithuania to the old German border was 10 kilometers.
So when Hitler came in, they were... Did you try to tell them they should leave?
How could they leave?
Why not?
It was impossible. How could they? Somebody has to call them to come to the United States.
They didn't have anyone here who would sponsor them?
No.
Did you or your mother or your brothers, when you got here, try to find sponsors for any of these relatives?
It was no time.
Uh-huh.
In 37 and 39, the lumber building, was it like 38?
39.
I think 39 it was. The lumber.
And you felt after that there was no time?
Nothing, we didn't hear enough from nobody.
You lost contact that early?
Yeah.
So can you describe to me the day you left your town? Tell me what...
I remember it was on the Wednesday. Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, we took the train. And we went to the next train took us to Rotterdam.
To Rotterdam. When you were in, that's Amsterdam.
Rotterdam.
When you were in Berlin, did you see any Nazi?
But nobody bothered me.
No. But you saw German officials.
Yes, yes, yes.
What were you, was this the first people you'd ever seen that were Nazis?
Yeah, with the swastika.
The swastika armband.
Yeah.
Can you think back to how you felt when you saw that?
Didn't talk. He was certainly didn't talk to nobody. He was sitting quiet. And just waiting the train to come in and get to Holland.
So just the three of you just sat there and just waited.
That's right.
But no one came up to to bother you?
Nobody.
Were there people leaving from Berlin at that time, other Jews?
No. But on a boat we met this summer.
Uh-huh. Who was on the train with you?
My mother, myself.
Yeah, but I mean,
Germans,
who are you?
Germans.
German people?
Yeah.
Did you talk to them at all?
No, I didn't talk much. Mm-hmm.
Did you overhear, were they talking? Did you hear any talk about Jews? Or?
No. Nobody bothered us. But they're still glad that she came to Holland.
And what did you do after you got to Rotterdam?
Now, they say we came Thursday night. On Friday afternoon, they took us to the boat. We went on the boat.
The boat left from Holland?
From Rotterdam.
Rotterdam, uh-huh. And what was it, what nationality boat?
Holland.
It was a Holland line.
Dutch boat,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you say that some of your fellow passengers on the boat were refugees as well? Were people leaving?
Yeah, some. We met a few Jewish people.
From where?
I don't remember from where it was.
What was the boat trip like, Mr. Kahn?
I was sitting at the door. All three of us. Imagine, what made me mad, brought up on the water. Never got seasick. And here, the moment the boat hit the ocean, all three in that lane flat.
Where were your bunks?
We had a nice room. My mother and my sister was in one. I had with another fellow the cabin.
Nice cabin. But you were sick the entire journey, huh?
Sick.
And you landed in New York or Boston?
New York.
Were you well enough to get up on the deck when you reached New York?
That was Saturday morning. Saturday morning we saw already America. I think they said it was Boston. I don't know, but we saw the high buildings. So we in America. So from the boat comes in and says, you have to get up. He says, you've got to get up and pack your thing because the suitcase has to go on top of deck, on the deck. So boy, so I crawled out of the deck. Can't imagine. Brought up on the water. The moment that the boat hit the ocean, I got sick. That made me made me mad.
But you packed up and got on deck.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah.
I had to crawl almost on all four.
And then did you go into the, where did you land?
New York.
Yeah, but where, was this,
Hoboken?
Hoboken. And did you go through immigration there?
No, they came on there. There was somebody on the boat already before the boat landed. They come out to meet the boat.
They come
in with a small boat, then you come on a big boat, and before the boat lands, and you're already everything checked and ready to leave the boat.
Did you find them? How were they, the American officials there?
Nice.
No trouble?
No.
Did you experience anything you might describe in the least bit as anti-Semitic on the boat from any of the crew? Or?
No.
So would you say basically that, you know, at least up until you got to New York?
I see, the boat was Dutch. There were no Germans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you would say, except for the taunting by your friends, that you really didn't experience much hostility because you were Jewish?
No, not too much.
In synagogue, did the rabbi ever talk about...
I had no rabbi.
Oh, you had no rabbi? None. No, well, it was just local men from the community would conduct the services.
Yeah.
So there was no such thing, I suppose, as a sermon. There was nobody would speak about.
No. Well, the rest was not even a minion. Then we left
because there was so few.
Yeah.
But most of those Jews.
We always had a shochet. You know what a shochet is?
Mm-hmm. It's a ritual slaughter. Yeah. Yes. Was that the most, that was the important?
Yes, yeah, to my mother, it was.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was she?
You see how good we were with the German. You didn't have a Jewish butcher. So we used to serve for the Gentiles on the front parts from the animal. They used to sell it in kosher, and they used to keep the back part, because the back part, in order to take out all the veins, you lose too much scrap, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So the Germans used to, the butcher used to keep the back, and the front, they used to sell kosher.
Just do it special?
Yeah.
Now, who met you when you arrived in New York?
The whole family.
All the brothers? And
the brothers and their wives and my nieces and their children. I mean, their children.
Uh-huh. They came all the way from Lynn and
all
Haverhill?
From Lynn to
New
York.
Oh, that must have been quite a journey for them, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Now, this is must have been the... How old were you now, about? About 27, around there, about mid-20s?
Yeah.
Yeah, and your sister was around 30?
Sorry.
So, and your mother was about what? 60?
60.
Yeah. Now, do you remember first catching a glimpse of your brother? You must not have seen your brother for quite some time.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
A happy time.
Most happy.
And what did you do? Where did they take you right away?
I lived, one week we went to Haverhill, and one week in my brother's house on London Circle, and then they took an apartment on Neptune Street.
Now, who took the apartment on Neptune Street? Your brother did.
Yeah.
Where was he living before?
I don't know where he lived.
Oh, he was boarding.
The single one.
Ah.
My real brother.
I see.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He was boarding, and he took an apartment on Neptune Street?
Yeah.
And did you move for the three of you?
Four-room apartment.
So it was for the four of you?
Yeah.
Ah. All right, now, but I mean, when you got off the boat in New York and you met them, then where did you go right from there in New York?
We stayed some relatives of in New York, we stayed overnight. And the next day, they took us to Maine.
On the train?
No, by car.
Oh, they took you by car. They had cars.
Three cars.
Oh, you forgot to tell me about you taking the bus with all your friends in Germany to the station. Remember?
Yeah.
And when you were back in Lithuania.
Yeah.
And this was all your German Gentile friends who came with you.
Yeah.
What did they say to you when you left on the bus? What did they say?
Can they say?
Wish you luck.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything about Hitler then.
No. They would mention to me.
But were these the same people who used to say, wait till Hitler comes?
No, that was different. They didn't say.
Oh,
that.
These were
some other children, you know.
These were other people.
Yeah, some bums.
Oh, some bums. I see. Not your friends.
Look what you've done to that book.
Oh, dear. She knows she's done wrong.
Look what you've done, you little shrimp. That girl. Bad, bad. Look what you've done. Go in your room and lay down.
So you went to Haverhill first, Mr. Kahn?
Yeah, 1 week to Haverhill.
To Haverhill. You stay with relatives?
Yeah, with my husband.
Uh-huh. And then you came here to Neptune Street.
No, then we stayed on the London Circle a week.
Uh-huh.
And then on
Neptune Street.
Uh-huh.
And what was that like, your first weeks? What was it like?
Kind of strange. Everything looked different.
What surprised you the most about Lynn? What looked different?
The hustle of Russell.
Oh, very busy, much busier than it used to be. Yeah. Did you go out those first few days in your new apartment in Lynn? Did you go outside?
Oh, sure.
And what did you do?
Nothing. Looked around. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find a job in the beginning.
You right away you went to look for a job.
Yeah.
Where did you look first?
Oh, I didn't look there. They're my brothers. They knew all a lot of people.
They knew the shoe manufacturers?
Shoe, yes.
They were shoe people, too. Is that right? Your brothers?
Yeah.
Did they work in shoe factories in Lynn?
No. One lived in Haverhill. And the one had a gasoline station, the R&H Oil Company.
Oh, so your brother had a gasoline station?
Gasoline station on the commercial street.
Oh. Uh-huh. So how do you know where to look for work for you?
They tried everything with two people. They knew.
They just asked around. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was because of the Depression, right? Yeah. Yeah. So how long did you look for work?
A few months.
And where did you finally get work?
My first job was on with the Essex Electric is on Broad Street. That building, there was a heel factory. Mm-hmm. I found a job there.
And what did you do? What was your job?
Well, in the beginning, even then, I learned how to set up the machines. Mm-hmm. I was a setup man.
And how much did you get paid?
I don't ask. Please.
About? Couple of dollars?
No, $7.
$7 a week, uh-huh. And how many hours did you work?
Well, it's $8.
Eight hours a day?
Yeah.
And now did you speak any English?
No.
So how did you get along at work?
I don't know.
Who were your fellow employees? Who did you work with?
It was Charlie Grohl and Patty Grohl, with their partners.
A small place this was.
Had a whole floor there. Mm-hmm.
Well, who were the other people that worked on the
Gentiles.
Oh, they were all Gentiles. Mm-hmm. The owners were Jews?
Yeah.
And the rest of the workers were Gentiles?
Yeah.
So how did they, they just told you, pointed, told you what to do.
Sure.
Did you feel uncomfortable working with all those Gentiles?
No.
Were they friendly to you?
Yeah.
Help you out?
Very nice. Very, very nice.
How about the owners, were they?
Oh, good. I didn't argue with these people much.
Just get along.
Get along.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, go.
Now, we, who was supporting, how were you all getting along? You had your job, and the brother had the gas station? And your mother, and your did your sister get a job?
Yeah, she got a job right away.
As a nurse?
Taking care of these infants.
She got a job right away at that. Yeah. And your mother, does your mother stay home and prepare meals?
Yeah.
Did you go shopping to get American clothes?
They took me.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
I don't remember. That's probably a good story then. I think it was from East Texas. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You went into Boston?
Oh, yes.
Was that the biggest city you'd seen? Oh, well, except for New York, I mean.
It was pretty exciting. Streetcars and car bus.
And so living in your apartment, that was your brother, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, he owned the gas station.
That's right.
And you, and your sister, and your mother. Uh-huh. And so how long did you work at the Hill place?
Quite a while, you know. Then they got big. I stayed there. I stayed there until they closed up.
Which was when?
Six, 7 years ago.
Oh, so really quite a long time.
Yeah.
Right. Early 70s, you stayed there.
They moved out. They moved to Amesbury.
So you worked there until, say, about 1972, you worked there about 30 years, really, is that right? Did you change jobs during that time?
I mean, yes.
What did you do after
setting up? I learned how to set up these compressors.
Then what?
And they kept me busy. I had six of them. I worked hard. Rush, 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 rush.
And did you do the same thing for the 30 years? Did you set up the machines for 30 years? Yeah. And you must have known what you were doing. And during that time, did the employees change? Did they continue to be Gentile employees?
Yeah. No, we're always Jewish. The bosses were always.
Right, but I mean the people you worked with, they continue to be Gentile.
Yeah.
And how did you come to learn English?
I went to night school.
In Lynn?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in the shop, with the top of the people. What's she crying
about? I don't know. I'm trying to come next. Did you enjoy night school? Was it?
Yeah.
Did you meet other refugees, other Jewish refugees?
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the people you met? Who?
Mr. Hager.
Mr. Hager, yeah?
Yeah, I forgot to the other one. My friend Victor, a friend from Chelsea, and some people.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do besides the night classes? What did you do after work? What kind of things did you do?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Just too tired.
Oh.
All day on my feet.
You just relaxed when you got home. How about weekends? On the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go to shul here? Did you join a temple?
Oh, yeah.
And which one did you join?
No, used to be the shul on Church Street.
Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
Abba Shalom.
Abba Shalom, yes. Uh-huh. Now, did you start going there right away when you came to Lynn?
Oh, sure.
Was your brother already a member? Your mother? Yeah. Was your brother already a member of the shul?
Reuben was.
Yeah. That's the older unmarried brother.
Uh-huh. He got married. What happened to him? He got married. He was married a year and a half. And he was sitting and watching his honeymoon pictures. He dropped it.
Of a heart attack? Huh? When was that?
Was it 1940 or 41?
That's very, very sad. Yeah. Did you continue to live on Neptune Street?
I told my brother about it. He used to own my half brother, Abrams. He used to own this building and the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And then this apartment got empty, so we took it over to Neptune Street. Mm-hmm.
When was that? What year was that?
I lived 7 years. I lived on Neptune Street. And the rest I lived here.
So you lived till about 1944 on Neptune Street. Then 1944 you moved to this apartment on... Yeah. Did your mother and sister move with you to this apartment? Your mother. So just you and your sister.
Uh-huh.
Well, your half brother, is it Abraham?
Abrams.
Abrams. He must have been doing quite well to own two apartment buildings already. Yeah. Was he in real estate or was this a...
he wasn't in real estate.
So who was the rabbi at Abba Shalom at that time?
There was a couple, I forgot already their names. And the last one was Salchi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how often did you go to the temple? Every week?
Mm-hmm. I did Abba Shalom, I go every day.
Oh, you went every day to Abba Shalom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to Anshin Shvat, no, I go every day to help out
do
in Dominion.
Oh, yes.
But I have 10 men.
Yeah. Did you also go every day to Abba Shalom when you were...
No, because I was working.
And did you meet other members of the congregation?
Yeah.
Did you become friends with anyone in particular?
No. Then they moved away. Everybody moved away from us.
Mm-hmm.
They all living on down there on Ocean Street.
On Ocean Street.
I don't see what's so great about there. There's more holdups and. I do like it. You love it here. Tell you, I don't drive a car. I get a bus anywhere I want to go. That's why we're sitting here.
Does your sister live here too, still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, is this neighborhood changed any since when you first moved here? Is it about the same?
The same.
Are you working now? Or you
no.
Still? No, you retired when the company closed. Yeah. Did you belong to any other Jewish organizations?
No.
Besides the
no.
temple? No. Did you ever speak to any of the people you met about what was happening in Germany? It was before the war, you know, when you came over. Did anyone come up to you and express an interest in what was happening over there?
There's nobody here. From the old country.
No. I mean, when you came over here and you were here for about, say, a year or so.
Oh, yes.
Did people say, well, what's with this Hitler or, you know?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. What they done, it's unbelievable.
Did people want to help the people who were still over there before the war? Did anybody come up to you and say, how can we?
How could you help them? They've been fixed.
Did you ever have any contact with other Jewish organizations like the Jewish Family Service or any of
No, because they're way down those slums because I have no car, so.
Uh-huh. And do you, did you associate much with your neighbors when you, How about when you first moved here?
Yeah.
What were they then?
The neighbors were nice.
Were they Jewish people?
No.
No,
yes.
Gentiles.
Yes.
And they, did you used to talk with them? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Neither you nor your sister ever got married again.
My sister was
married. Your sister was married. Did she live here with her husband?
Yeah.
Or, uh-huh. How did you feel when the war broke out here, when the, you know, you heard about Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Once more, who likes wars? That they had to kill him.
Were you classified as an alien during the war? Were you an alien?
Yeah.
You didn't become a citizen until after the war.
Well, I came before the war.
Citizen. Oh, you did?
After 5 years, you become a citizen.
Well, I'm just going to ask you if there's anything else that you'd like to tell me about. No? Any last thoughts?
No.
Okay, then I guess we'll finish. Yes, thank you very much. Okay.
That's all I know.
Did you ever think about going back to Lithuania? Did you, to your hometown?
No.
No. Do you ever think about it? Or?
I think about it, but have no desire to go there.
What do you think when you think about it? Do you think?
I still don't believe it that people could turn so mean, so rotten.